It is time for the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We are talking Season 2, Episode 8, Stuff to Steal and People to Kill. Stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello and welcome to the Dark Matter After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. If you have not already, go to youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Hit subscribe. We're also on iTunes and SoundCloud. I'm your host, Yael Teagle. You can tweet at me live during the show at Yael Teagle. That's Y-A-E-L-T-Y-G-I-E-L. Let me introduce my gentle gentleman panel, Tari J. Miller.
Ooh, hey guys, I'm Tari J. Miller. You can find me at Tari J. It's T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y.
And Andrew Mena.
Andrew Mena, spelled A-N-D-R-E-W-M-E-N-A.
Yay!
Yeah!
Huzzah! Guys, we got stuff to steal and people to kill. This episode was crazy packed. I had some real favorite fun moments. And some moments that I did not care for, I think.
Absolutely.
What did you guys think of this episode, generally?
It was dense. It was big and dense and awesome. I actually had to watch it a couple times just to, like, make sure I understood parts, because there were a couple things that I was like, wait. And then, okay. All right.
I actually imagine you watching like that.
I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I believe it. Yeah. Yeah. If you were in a room near me, you'd think I was insane.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Even being in the room with them.
Probably with me too. Sure. Okay.
I thought it was a fun episode. Fun in the sense that, you know, I love alternate universes.
I do
stuff.
Know that.
And I thought it allowed us to further the story by dropping a bunch of interesting tidbits.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also gave us a little more time with the old crew, which is really interesting as well.
Absolutely.
So I liked it.
Okay. I felt like I would have liked, here's what I would have liked. I'm not saying I didn't like this. I'm saying what I would have liked. Because, you know, I can make complaints and requests.
Of course. That's true.
I would have liked us to go into an alternate universe at the end of the season so that next season was all alternate universe. I feel like going one episode into an alternate universe and then coming back makes me feel like we wasted an amazing opportunity. And I hope that we don't get that's not what happens.
I understand why you feel that way, but I just want to say, like, obviously the showrunners know that there's more to the rest of the season. They're not done yet. So, I mean, they have to have a plan.
I'm sure
they've taken
a plan.
Us here already. So they're going to crazy town later.
Mm.
Like, we are gonna time travel. We are going to do some awesome stuff very soon. I feel like if they're already opening this small door, which is not a small door
at all. Yeah, there's a huge door.
Exactly. If this is the small door in the middle of the season, then the big door at the end is going to be a big door.
Fair point. Yeah. Very fair point.
Yeah. I mean, to piggyback off of Andrew's point, I definitely don't feel like it was a waste in any way in that, like, I do think it was a very small stepping stone to get at least the audience used to this kind of alternate science, because this show up until now has been very much just a, like, we are in space and we're doing space things.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're introducing the concept of alternate realities and the fact that it's possible to punch a hole through space time and the fact that there are alternate timelines. And now we're kind of getting into the realm of, like, string theory and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I like that we got a little taste. And with what happened at the end, it means that this probably isn't the last time we're going to be in that other universe.
Absolutely not. I mean,
way to make me the bad guy, guys.
I'm just saying that you're wrong.
Yeah.
And basically,
I heard you.
I totally agree. And piggybacking off of that,
of course.
Yeah.
The android basically says, like, says multiverse theory. That's a thing. Science says so. And basically, infinite possibility. Anything could happen. Get ready, because the door is opened. I'm going back to the door. It's a door metaphor.
Yes.
Real quick, Melosi says,
"Oh no,
our own friend Melosi."
No. I'm sorry.
He says,
hey, "Shut up, yell."
This
is that
one
what he
was
says?
For me.
Ooh.
This episode was just for me.
Aww. Wow.
I
could tell there wasn't any nudity.
Yeah, it was straight science, baby. And then, you know, some swashbuckling. There was a little bit of swashbuckling.
Yeah.
And also, Ivan Soto, he was right. He said last week that it was alternate universe.
Yeah.
And there we have it.
Absolutely.
Ivan Soto is the smartest among us.
Absolutely. I remember watching it being like, someone said this! It was Ivan. Good thing Ivan's here to claim his prize.
Yes.
You were right.
Yep.
Okay, so let's talk about the episode. So we jump into a mile, 1.2 miles away from where they are.
Right.
In an alternate universe.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call it universe 1.2.
Nope, we're calling it alt.
Dang it.
I'm calling everything alt.
Okay.
Because it's easier this way.
Sure.
It got real complicated in my notes. All right. So we head back to the space station where we lost, or where we left Nix and Devin. And there's a distress call. And we see three ships fighting in the distance. And one is the Raza, which disappears with a functioning blink drive. And then Truffaut appears.
Starts shooting.
Oh, Truffaut.
She's so cool.
Is she?
Well,
I'm going to say one thing.
Go for it.
Please.
I think she's hot.
Okay. That's a thing you can say.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, that no, is this thing. Episode, we'll say that a lot this episode. Yeah. Don't you worry.
She does wear great outfits. She has great outfits, but also, like, there's something about a woman in power, mm-hmm. which this okay, show has a
right.
lot of.
You're right.
Yeah,
show has especially when we had that scene with her, too, and the android.
Yes.
It was like, hot. Powerful ladies in a room. Blah.
Yeah.
Calm down.
I can't.
Girl.
I just can't.
No. So I think I pointed out that scene specifically. Yeah. I went, Bechdel test passed.
Boom.
Right there. Men. Who needs men? It's three strong women discussing, making deals. It was beautiful. They all have names. I love it. Love it. Sorry, the feminist in me was like, yes! Yes, women!
I thought you were going to say that she is the most patient villain ever. Because when they call over and they're like, hey, why are you shooting at us? They have the patience to be like, oh, by the way, we're at war. Oh, you didn't know? You didn't know we're at war?
Hello, honey. We've been at war for a while.
Like, no, you are a very patient villain. You don't murder when you can. It's very James Bondian of you.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't. I mean, she for a villain, she's a pretty, like,
pretty chill,
reasonable. She's like, I'm not a villain. I'm making deals here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a.
She's like an Amanda Waller of space.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, they also we keep forgetting they're kind of villains.
Right, but they're cool.
They're anti-heroes, okay, y'all?
And I mean, at this point, like, they're pretty hero-y. Like, everything Two does in this episode is, like, hero stuff.
Right, but the thing is, okay, so let's get there. So they swap. We have Raza versus Alt-Raza.
Mm-hmm.
And we find out...
Portia with a coat versus Portia without a coat.
No, that is not at all the difference, right? We had two who took Portia's coat, and then we had... Alt 2, a.k.a. Alt Portia, in that beautiful top. I'm putting this out on the internet. I did this on Killjoys, too, because there was an outfit there I needed. Guys, I need this top that she is wearing. Please contact the costuming department. I need that top. I would look so good in that top. It's like the V-neck mm-hmm. with the
and
things.
It's just like open.
Yeah.
It's just like, here are my boobs. I need this top.
Yeah. Piggybacking off of that, Chari and I need that vest that he has, that leather vest.
Oh, yeah.
That three.
Alt-Boone is wearing.
Yeah, Alt-Boone is better, yes.
just call him Boone.
He's not
and
Boone.
And three is three.
But he's not Boone.
Boone is three.
No, he's Alt-Boone.
Alt-Boone.
All right, how about this?
Nope.
We'll call him 3-2.
No.
We'll call him 2-2-2. Two, two, two.
Or we'll just do the math. Okay. 6.
Yes.
Okay, you know what? This is really confusing.
Anyway, so we get this great switch because we do research on our characters in this other world, right? So we find out that there's a huge galactic war happening. Ferris Corp is being attacked by everyone who claims that they are behind attacks that are hurting corporations, but still helping themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we find out that there are claims that anti-corporate rebels are behind the attacks, but that Ferris Corp has hired the anti-corporate rebels to make these attacks, which we know to be true because the Raza was hired by Ferris Corp now to go to this mining colony in the later part of the episode.
Yeah.
We also find out that had Rio... been in this world, Alt Rio is the emperor.
Yeah.
And so he calls for Alt Boone and Alt Portia, who are in the middle of some real greatness together.
Oh, no, no, that, don't call that greatness. Absolutely not.
Alt Boone apparently is really into being beaten, and he seems to really like it.
Yeah, you're right. He did like it sexually.
Yeah, yeah. Clearly he gets it. Sexually. He gets it very much from both Alt Portia and Alt Tosh. Mm-hmm. Both of them are very aggressive towards him. Alt Boone seems to be real down.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny, though?
I agree.
Three seems like he's kind of down, but mostly just, like, very confused.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm not against this. Like, I'm put together. I can handle a punch. But also, what are you doing?
I think Alt Boone is much more into it.
Yeah. It seems like it.
Three is like, oh, I never thought about this.
It's like, oh, yeah. Oh my.
This is new.
You're opening, awakening things inside of me.
Yeah.
Goodness, you can tussle with a loved one? My goodness.
I have two quotes.
Yeah, but those were for me.
Okay.
Go on.
Right.
First one, these are both Melosi's.
Oh no.
Two things. Mm-hmm. Back to the coat. Apparently, Portia, or Melissa O'Neill, who plays Portia Lynn.
Yeah. Shout out Melissa O'Neill.
She loved the coat so much that he rewrote the final scene so that she could keep it.
Yes. Awesome.
Amazing. But also, her reaction to reading the Portia Boone makeout scene, my butt clenched.
Us too.
Yeah. Nope,
that's not what happened.
It's not your butt clenched?
Nope.
All right. great.
That was great. If you're going to tell us about the coat, tell me where I can get the top.
yeah, that sweet, sweet vest.
No. Okay. No? Okay. So we also find out that Five doesn't want to know about Alt Five.
No, yeah. She says she has a bad feeling about it.
Which makes me really want to know about it. And Alt Six is dead because he was undercover.
Oh my gosh. He watches the tape of, like, oh, video evidence of death. And he's like, yeah, click. Yeah, that's a good idea. I should watch some video evidence of myself dying.
Alt Portia kills him.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, I'm sorry. Just his choice as a human being to be like, oh, evidence of me dying. I want to watch that.
He's a cop.
He
needs to see the evidence.
I get it. It's just.
But the last thing he says before he gets shot is the android verbal shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have it?
Yes.
You wrote it down?
Read it.
It's. I'm going to use the letters instead of the military code, but it's 3TSG06.
So it's 3 Tango Sierra Golf. What are the numbers?
006. Yes.
All right.
Okay.
So that's what he says?
Great. Yes.
Remember that.
Yeah, because there's no way they told us that info and they're not using it, right? That has to be used.
Yes.
Okay.
Cool.
I really thought that he would tell... Two, when she went to become Alt Portia, I really thought that she would know that so that she could, you know, take over the android on the other side. But he didn't. Anyway, so they do the swap, and then all of a sudden the Alt Raza jumps, and they go, and it's the mining colony from the first episode, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Which was surprising to me because Mr. Rob Stewart was not in this episode. Silver Fox, who was in the first episode.
Come on now.
In the mining colony. Do you think I wouldn't notice? Come on. He's so handsome. He's busy on Killjoys, for those who are wondering.
Got it.
So we get to see Two pretending to be Alt Portia dealing with these miners.
She's not even trying to be Alt Portia. She's totally being Two. She's like nice. She's like, no, we're going to talk about it. Like,
yeah. But she's... When we first see Two and Three going onto Alt Raza to steal the blink drive, at that moment I went, oh wait, they're thieves. Like, our people are bad guys.
Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, we're going to go steal now. Every time they go steal, I go, oh, that's right, they're bad guys.
Well, but you could also look at it like a Robin Hood kind of thing. Like, they're stealing from the bad guys who just happen to be themselves in this case.
Yeah, but they're stealing... illegal tech.
Yes.
From bad guys who happen to be themselves.
Right.
For themselves. They're not Robin Hoods. They're not giving it to someone else.
Well, they know now that they have this destiny, I think. And I mean, they've shown time and again that this this version of the team wants to do good and does do good.
Like when they stole those drugs to sell them because they needed money?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They took them away from drug dealers for a while.
And then sold them.
It's kind of good.
Yeah.
They took them and sold them.
Maybe they sold them to a church? No. So, yes, our main characters aren't like, I guess, they're not lawful good.
No.
Oh, you.
No, I mean, that's a good point to make, though. They don't, like, abide by the rules. They're not, like, traditionally good. Like, they wouldn't be, like, they would definitely be prosecuted in some way for all the things that they've done.
Yes. Yeah.
But they still do good in their hearts. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. So,
like, this version of them.
So they're making their way from being relatively chaotic neutral into being chaotic good.
Uh-huh.
Or even just, like, neutral good.
Do you want to explain this to anyone who might not know what you're talking about?
This is all... I only speak in D&D terms. And if you've ever watched a show with me, you'll know that I only... but basically, there are scales in Dungeons & Dragons in which it defines your alignments. Yes.
Oh, okay.
I actually had to explain this earlier this week. It defines basically your alignment in terms of how good you are, how much you follow the rules, or how like reckless you are and things of that sort. And there's a scale where it's, you know, good, neutral, chaotic, or good, neutral, evil, and then chaotic, neutral, lawful. And then there's a grid that basically defines that. And so they've gone from being relatively neutral out for themselves, but on the eviler side, to essentially being good, but not necessarily in a lawful way.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tari is our science officer now.
Michael Ung says they were space pirates in every reality. They're space pirates.
That's true. Yeah. I would love to
see an alternate universe where they were, like, good the whole time, or where they were...
Boring.
I mean, wouldn't it be interesting, though, to see what versions of them, like, anyway.
The only reason it would be boring is because that alt Portia and alt Boone would have really boring chemistry.
That's true. But imagine who they'd bring along. These other characters they'd have chemistry with.
It's true. Ivan Soto agrees with you about he wanted a good Raza crew.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be interesting. Because it's just so night and day from who they are.
Well, so we have a conversation in this episode. We talk about Five and how she doesn't want to know about her alt version. And she and the android have this great conversation about what is home. The android says, what does it matter if you're in this universe or the other one? Because you have the ship and your teammates. Mm-hmm. There's nothing for us but this ship and each other. And that's true. And then we also have that same conversation where Six says to Five that they, you know, things would have been the way they are in this alt universe if not for her to make them better. Which makes me really want to know where she is in this universe.
Oh, gosh.
I think she's dead.
I'm thinking she's dead, too. She got killed when she pickpocketed the card.
Yeah, because if they have the blink drive, they would have gotten the card from that kid and her, most likely, in order to have a functioning card. Because in their timeline, in our prime timeline, you know, she steals the card, gets on the Raza, and then wipes everyone's memory.
Right.
But so the whole time that she had done that, the blink drive was out of commission. But if they had caught up with her or either never been pickpocketed, then she may still be alive, but the most likely scenario is that the pickpocket went through, they both were killed, the blink drive got back to Ferris Corp gave it to the Raza crew in order to help them with taking out the other corporations.
I just wanted to point out that when we first meet, or when we're first going inside of the alternate Raza, the first thing that they say, the first thing that Boone says, Alt Boone says, is that he has just spaced all of this cargo because it wasn't worth his time.
And people.
And these people.
Yeah.
What if it was them? What if it was the kids?
Ah.
Like, what if, since we are at basically the first episode, we're catching up with them, like, finding the kids stowed away or whatever.
But are we at the first episode?
I don't know.
I think it's a different timeline completely.
I mean, totally, but there are some parallels, so I just thought it'd be kind of interesting.
If they spaced...
Because obviously, like we said, like, no information is extraneous. It's all important for some reason.
That's true. All right, so, yes.
I have a couple things to say.
Oh, no. Is it corrections that I was wrong about things?
They're not... Well,
I'm always terrified when you have something to say.
They're not corrections. Just tidbits.
Great. Is it where to find the shirt?
Actually...
Go on!
I'll save that for last. Scooting back to the code to... about the android's code.
Yeah.
it's Joseph Melosi. Those are words. Joseph Melosi says that the non-use of that code explains why the ship's data stores were wiped when they awoke from stasis.
Ah.
And then he says, come visit the Dark Matter Wardrobe Department and pick it up, Yell, if you'd like it at your top.
Yes!
What?
And then he started ribbing you guys by saying, next season, they'll meet up with good versions of themselves, then spend the entire episode complimenting each other for 35 minutes.
But it'd be so cute!
I told you it'd be boring! I said it would be boring.
Aww.
All right. So we see that Mr. Alt Jace Corso is still alive.
Yeah, for some Alt reason.
Yeah, well, for a lot of reasons, yeah. Because he didn't kill, or he wasn't, Derek Moss didn't take his face. What a complicated Alt world. Everyone is someone else.
Or maybe it's just a regular world that's complicated, and the Alt world less complicated.
That's true. That's actually very true. Anyway, so it seems that Two is not the boss of Alt Portia is not the boss of Alt Raza, because Alt Jace is, right? When she's on the Marauder coming back and he nukes the planet and she tells him not to, she says that's an order, and he kind of scoffs at her.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have the right to make orders.
Well, maybe in this, it feels like in this universe it's not like an order-based thing. It feels like it's more fear-based, where it's like, do this.
Yeah.
It's never like, I ordered that. Like, you need to respect me. You know what I mean? They're like, we don't respect you. We are all cutthroats. Like, we take from people.
Right.
Absolutely. Because
especially Wexler, like, toothpick and mouth guy.
Yeah.
Who has just a space toothpick he has in space, just with a freaking, it bothers me so much. It's like, yeah, where are you putting that? You just always have it? Like, well, put it away.
You guys eat that away. Paste.
Yeah, what do you need that for? Anyway, you drink out of, anyway, you're ridiculous.
Go on. About Wexler?
I don't know. He just makes me irritated. I lost my train of thought. The point is that Wexler... Yeah, no. I lost my train of thought. Wexler's annoying.
Yep.
I didn't actually take it as Corso being the leader of the Raza. I took it as him being, like, a smarmy guy. Because based on the timeline that we know, he was the most recent addition.
Mm-hmm.
And so I imagine he's also, like, a really weaselly character. So I imagine he doesn't like being ordered around. And since the beginning, he's also been trying to take the Raza from them, Tosh?
Tosh
had said. So I think that she's still the leader, but I think that...
He's trying to usurp power.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Mutinous.
So we see this great fight sequence with Three versus Jace and Tosh. And I gotta say, my favorite lines were when Tosh punches him and has the knife to his throat and says, I remember the first time I punched you, you told me I hit like a girl. And he says, you do! You hit like a super fit, well-trained, scary, scary girl!
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love it.
I need to learn to hit, is what I need to learn.
You should do that.
I can teach you.
Okay, calm down.
Okay.
Girl, you need to calm down.
I just want to fight!
Okay. That was it.
And then we get this amazing fight between Tosh and Two, which was beautiful in all sorts of ways.
It was very fun.
And Two...
It looked like she was breaking her arm several times. I was like, oh, just do it. Just break her arm. You can do it. You're very strong. You are a robo person.
Both very strong.
Yeah.
But Two starts to get the shakes and her vision gets blurry, which reminds us, like three episodes ago, her hand shook once. Mm-hmm.
She's got the consumption.
Yeah.
Tuberculosis.
But then Alt Android shoots Tosh. Yay, Alt Android.
Yes.
Pew pew.
Okay, so before we conclude the episode, I want to take a moment. I'm going to take this moment thank everyone for joining us. Yay!
Yay!
Thank you to everyone who's live in the chat. Thank you to Mr. Melosi for always joining us.
And
making me feel terrible about myself. So thank you guys so much. We ask you to do a very simple thing. Go to iTunes, subscribe. That way you don't miss a single episode. And also, rate and review. If you like us, you can give us 5 stars. And if you don't like us, you can give us 4 stars. Because the other stars, they do not work.
Do not work.
Wow, both of you.
Do not
work.
You both do not
work. Do it again.
No.
Do not work. Do not work.
Work. Okay. And bang on your keyboard, write words or emojis, and we'll read them live on the air right here. Do we have any new ones?
Not we do.
Dang it. Yay. Tari, take it away.
Yeah.
I want fun voices today.
Ooh. You want fun voices?
However you interpret really that.
Fun. All right. Oh, no. Love it. 5 stars from Moon_Halo. I always try to watch live and get so sad when I miss the podcast because I love it so much. I love how you guys interact with the fans, and I love that Melosi comes and interacts with us,
yay,
too.
Yay! Mr. Melosi.
Woo, woo, woo.
Is that 5 stars?
5 stars!
Yay! That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That's it?
Oh, we have another one from our friend Lanavis.
Lanavis!
Lanavis!
Says another deserved 5 stars! Woo. And that's 5 stars.
Thank you.
For your after show and the actual show.
Ooh.
Yes.
Awesome.
Agreed.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much. That's what happens when you go and bang on a keyboard on iTunes. Tari makes voices and reads them out.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Okay. So our ship, our Alt Raza now comes back and we have Truffaut double crossing. She shows up with an MIB neuralizer.
Yeah.
Anybody
the
else?
Little flash thing. Yes, that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
It's like she just robbed Will Smith.
Absolutely. And she doesn't need sunglasses. She don't need no Ray-Bans.
She has weird in eye, like sideways extra eyelids.
Yeah.
Gross.
Is she a machine, guys?
Maybe. I think so. Because we also had the blinky eye information-ness.
Yeah, those when she words. Like Giosked
yes.
three or Boone. Three when he was three.
Mm-hmm.
Three yeah. in jail.
So she either has like cyborg eyes.
Or a cyborg brain.
Yeah. Because when it happened, her eyes frosted over the way that Two's eyes did when she became like full android style.
When she was outside and yes. had to protect herself?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did notice that. Do you think she is the same technology?
I think she might be something close. Mm. She might not necessarily be like the full thing.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that there's something about it. It's like you guys were saying earlier, there is nothing that's wasted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah. So she neuralizes them. And then she gives them new histories and, you know, make it happy. Anyway.
Sorry, right, yeah. And then they spend the whole episode complimenting each other.
Men in Black reference, guys. Yeah. Okay. So she threatens the android and tells her to shut down. And android shuts down when 5 is threatened.
Yeah, can't threaten 5 in front of the android.
I'm watching this and all I could think was, why haven't we instilled in the android that she needs to have like a... either a short-term shut-off, where it's like a one-minute shut-off, or some sort of, like, computer sleep thing, where, like, the computer's still doing stuff, but uh-huh. it's asleep. I need the Android to have these features.
Sleep mode. Sleep mode, computer. Yeah.
Because then when, like, a hostile thing comes in, she can sleep until they're gone.
As a way of hiding it.
Yeah. And still like, and send a message to the other. Anyway, yeah. I really just want the Android to have cool new features.
Yes. We needed an Android update.
Yeah.
The latest iOS.
Which we'll get to in a second. So she wants the blink drive. And we get this other, the alt Android comes in with our Raza team. I'm so complicated. So 2 and 3 on the Marauder send alt android, and then we have this amazing scene with when the androids speak to each other, and we find out from alt android that she owes Portia a debt of gratitude for making me what I am, which fans were tweeting at me crazy theories about what that means. Thoughts?
So I have a theory.
Okay.
That at some point they had to either share nanites, and so essentially Portia Lynn's nanites were mixed in with the android's nanites, which made her more human-like, which is essentially what 2 is a humanoid android. Blah.
Okay.
So they had like a, I'm assuming it's like a nanite infusion.
Okay. Thoughts?
I was thinking something really similar. I was thinking that in some way they were forced to share body bits. I wasn't even going to use nanites. I was going to be like, body bits. Yeah, that stuff. Metal body bits. And then the metal body bits are like the same. Wow. And they're connected. So, I mean, I feel like some element of that, some element of either... Yeah, because I feel like her humanity is directly linked to the android's humanity.
Yeah.
So I feel like that has to be paid off in some way. And maybe that's just, I don't know, that's just how I feel too.
I mean, I feel like there's got to be something. I think the jealousy, the flaws that Red Android found in our original android, mm-hmm. the jealousy and the emotions and whatever, I feel like that is what Portia gave to the android. I don't know that she necessarily gave body bits or nanites, but I kind of like the idea that on our timeline that Portia asked like Five to help do this, because I feel like it's more of like a technical rewriting as opposed to a nanites or body bits.
Yeah.
rewriting.
Right. I mean, I could see that too, where essentially, because they need this android, so it benefits them to have an android that will do anything to protect them.
Yeah.
So I could see her reprogramming her so that she is hyper loyal and essentially will be this slave for them, this unstoppable killing machine that they have at their beck and command.
Yeah.
Which begs the question is, if she is an unstoppable killing machine, why didn't she just take out Truffaut and her, like, little, like, liaison of guys when she came in, rather than just being like, oh, no, don't shoot us?
Well, I mean,
she should be more murdery than you know
she could have killed Five.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's tactical.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't. It's one against a bunch with gun pointed at Five.
That's true, but if she's a robot...
Yes.
She should be able to have instantaneous decision-making skills, pinpoint accuracy. I'm just saying, theoretically, she could be...
You need to calm down, girl.
Throwing it out, girl.
Girl, throwing it out you need there. To calm
if
down.
If that robot wanted to, she could murder everyone. Mathematically.
That's true. All right. So, we end up jumping home, finally. We have a working blink drive. And then, out of the back end of the Raza, comes the Marauder... which jumps to FTL, and it's clearly the Alt Marauder.
Yes.
Because those are very differently shaped ships.
Yeah.
And also, the Marauder isn't equipped for FTL.
Right.
But that Marauder is.
Yes.
That's crazy.
So we go back to the station. We find out that Nyx comes back, even though we don't get to see her. I assumed at that moment she was showering, or at least that's where she was in my head. And sure. Devon may have decided to move on. Yeah, he did. Moved on from this earth.
Okay. I got it. Yeah. Thanks. Hey, can you explain that?
It was a death joke.
Oh.
So anyway.
It was death.
Okay. So Two gets dizzy and shaky and blurred vision. I believe that's what a migraine looks like. She had a migraine and then she fell. And that was how
she
the episode...
She also didn't eat that whole episode.
Yeah.
She could just have a low blood sugar.
Right, that's awesome.
We didn't see her eat at all.
All right, before we move on, I guess let's do it in predictions. My questions. I have a lot of questions for you guys.
Okay.
Let's head to predictions.
Blue
lights.
And now, you're after Buzz.
Red lights. Purple lights. Okay. So, question. Who's in the Marauder?
Hopefully it is Wexler so she can kill him again.
she didn't kill him. She knocked him unconscious.
Right. No, but she killed him in the other universe where she spaced him.
Yeah.
Right? Is that not? Am I remembering? Okay, good. Well, she should do it again. I was like really kind of upset that she didn't this time. Also, hopefully Corso's there so they can kill him too again. Yeah. And then, I don't know, maybe either Alt Boone or Alt Portia, you know? Maybe one of them, just to make it kind of crazy. Because it seems like they're the ones that are most interested in, like, playing this, like, you know, Clash of the Alt Versions game. I think that we've been talking about Truffaut and how what Truffaut is, if she's a robot or, like, an android or some kind of, like, version of that. I think that's going to be... come into play. I think there's this larger, like, almost, I don't want to get weird and like Illuminati about it, but I feel like there's like a secret thing beyond our knowledge that is like robots. And like it seems like robots are kind of where we're getting to with the power play. Like everyone at the top seems to be like a robot. That what's her name? Renault also only travels by
Renault
only travels by the pods.
The clone pods.
The clone pods. So she could also be some sort of like different entity. I don't even know.
Yeah, we don't know because Portia didn't get in. But right. Two didn't get in because. Right. Of her nanites.
So I think that there is like a shadow corporation of some kind, some kind of shadowy...
Another corporation?
I mean, it may not be a corporation, just like some sort of shadowy figure, League of Doom sort of, if you will.
Well, let me tell you what was in the promo.
Okay.
In the promo, Android says to Two, your nanites are in critical stage of failure. And then we see some doctor who helped create Two that is not afraid of her because she spared him. We see Dr. Will Wheaton! Yay!
Dr. Will Wheaton!
And the poster of the building, I assume, where Dr. Will Wheaton works.
Yeah.
And we see a fight with a super, what looks like a super sexy man bot. Oh my god, with the blonde and the big and the, oh yeah, super sexy man bot.
You just turn into like a Midwesterner.
Oh yeah.
He was like a big man
a
with
big
the
man,
muscles.
Don't you know?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
What the do?
Is that giant sexy man bot, is he different than the last giant sexy man bot they fought? I think also at Will Wheaton's place.
I don't recall that sexy man bot, so I assume yes, because I definitely noticed this one.
They can rebuild him. They have the technology.
I wanted to say...
Yes.
I lost it. There's something we missed. Oh, cool. I wanted to say that Tosh, for those who don't know, the actress who plays Tosh is real-life sister of the actor who plays Devin.
Right.
Nice.
Real siblings.
Didn't she also play Tosh in an earlier episode?
Yes. So yes. She was Tosh and Wexler were together last season, but she was together with her brother on the show.
Got it.
Not
That's
played
right.
by
Not
Devin.
Not played by Devin.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Fun fact.
Now she's back.
Who do you think is on the Marauder, Tari?
I agree with the internet in that I think it's Jace Corso, mostly because you guys know that I like that actor. And you guys know that I want Jace Corso to be a constant nuisance throughout the whole season, maybe even the whole show.
Yeah.
He could become this show's like... I think I've compared him to the Joker.
Yeah.
In that like he just keeps coming back and causing havoc. I want it to be Jace Corso. Ringy 90998 says it could be Alt 5. Yeah.
Whoa.
Good one. Then Alt 5 wouldn't be dead. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
I assumed it was Jace Corso.
Yeah.
I realized that at no point was that like confirmed. I was like, yeah, it's Jace Corso, obviously. I just made that in my head. I don't know that that's true.
Yeah.
I think it would be nice if it is Alt Jace Corso, because then he can go to, like, the people that he would usually go see in his universe and then, like, get us the answers that we didn't get because we killed Jace Corso. So, like, he'll go see his people and they'll be like, we haven't seen you since we hired you to kill that one guy. Here's why we hired you, remember? And then
because
we'll get to meet
everyone
him.
In this universe talks that way.
Yeah. They're detectives, you see.
Remember why I hired you? Here's all the information you need for the quest. Press X to confirm. All
right. So then Two will get to see Jace Corso again and be like, now tell me the info.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm excited that we get to see Dr. Will Wheaton again. When do we get to see another companion service android?
I mean, not soon enough, clearly.
Yeah, if we're going to be in... Oh, the big sexy man bot!
The big sexy man bot. He's the male service droid.
I have a new prediction for who's in the Marauder.
It's the service droid.
It's the service droid.
It's Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose jumped in the Marauder and was like, I'm going to service this other
universe. She wants
the whole
to
universe,
the universe
of service.
I'd watch that show. I would absolutely watch that show. Yeah, I think we're going to get to deal with this this migraine situation that Two is dealing with. I think we're going to get it next episode, and it's going to be a complete, like, here's how you fix it, and here's what you do. And now she just has to, like, stay on pills or whatever. That's. I think it's going to be a like a one episode problem.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Why not?
I feel like they're going to have an insurmountable problem with her nanites like deteriorating in a crazy way, and we're going to be forced to do the impossible, which is to go to an alternate universe, find yourself, and then just take their body and use it to repair you. I hope.
Oh. I just got a yes. Sweet, sweet, weird time.
Go for
banana
it.
Pants theory.
Banana pants theory. Do it.
I love it.
Ready.
She's going to end up becoming a nanite vampire.
And she so has to kill all the alt versions of herself, like the one with Jet Li.
Is that it?
I was I figured more that she was going, like, she would have to essentially suck all the nanites out of every android she sees. So it becomes this, like, constant battle where she wants to eat five and then it becomes Twilight.
Android? She wants to eat Android.
She wants to eat five Android.
She kind of wants to eat five just because she can.
Yeah.
Well, how come when I say that her and five should get together, everyone yells at me that five is 16?
No, it's not. I'm not saying she should get together. We're just saying
you said vampires. She should. Anyway.
Okay. All right. With your tongue on your teeth thing.
Okay. Anyway.
So,
girl.
I need to calm down.
Calm down.
Yeah, you need to calm down.
I think I really like that idea that she becomes this android vampire.
Yeah.
Because then our android can take us to, like, Victor and that whole group of humanoid androids, and she can kill them all.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah. I would really like that episode.
Because they, like, gave her this gift, and she turned on them for her crew.
Yeah.
Because then it's, like, a question of, you know, her people versus her crew, who she's, like, in servitude to.
Right. Yeah. And I think...
Yes.
Melosi says, I smell a spinoff. Co-creator, Tara J. Miller.
Yeah!
Bam, bam, bam.
And we're all writing on it.
So. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No one will let
Devin's
me.
A werewolf in this version.
Okay, Devin. Also, still alive. Guys, habeas corpus. There's no body.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Show us the body and then we'll think he's dead. But until then, he's either a werewolf or alive.
He's not a werewolf.
I mean, we've never seen him during a full moon. A full space moon.
No, I think...
When is the moon full in space?
I think
always.
with the blink drive, they can now make sure that no one dies, right? They could jump back to Jace Corso before Tuke shoots him in the head and gets the info.
True.
Blink drive means they can do anything.
Anything at all.
When Five finally put the blink drive in, did anyone else see the TARDIS? It was a TARDIS.
Yeah.
That was very TARDIS-y.
I didn't see it, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, we saw it. It was very TARDIS-y.
Yes. Very much so. I'm sure that was intentional. They're like, a thing, time, space. Come on, homages,
they
baby.
They did say time, space more than once in this episode.
That's true. Also, Jodell's a huge Doctor Who fan, so I feel like it was for her.
Yeah.
She's staring at it. She might as well be looking at a TARDIS thing. other things from the chat? You look like there's something there that you either don't want to say or you do.
I will say things. All right.
Uh-oh. Is it yell shut up?
Okay. No.
Sorry, guys.
Ken from Chicago says, 2, drink. Drink me. Android.
Love it.
Cute.
I want to see that. I ship it.
It's like Interview with a Vampire about androids.
Melosi wonders why you're so bloodthirsty, or I guess oil thirsty, that you want to kill the other androids.
Oh, I didn't like them.
What?
Here's why.
Because they were kind of scared of a society that, like, routinely replaces them?
No.
Like their objects?
No, I didn't like them for a very stupid reason. When we met the androids... And they were like, you could be human like us. You don't have to be like the androids. You don't have to be robotic and whatever. And then they didn't name her or offer her to choose a name. Yeah. They were like, we have names. You are android. Help her. Give her a name.
She has to give herself the name,
then
though.
Yeah. Remind her she can name herself. It was that really upset me because I've been complaining for a season and a half now that her name is not Anne. It's
yes,
Roy.
Android.
Yeah,
Roydy.
All right. Any other thoughts? Any other prediction?
No additional predictions.
I think they're going to get one back, because I want one back. And I just, I want them
how?
Back. How? Because time travel, because alt-universe. In the alt-universe, maybe Derek has never become...
He's never putting on the face of Jace.
Maybe his wife isn't killed, or maybe she still is. He just never pursued it. We don't know to the extent that he is involved in the world, in that universe, right? So we still have the potential to get one back in one form or another.
I feel like the alt-universe we went to was such an alt-universe. But, like, it's when they discuss the space-time and what you're used to when you hear space-time, or when you hear someone go to an alt-universe, it's always just slightly different. But this one felt like they jumped from, like, going over one universe to, like, 50 universes away. Does that make sense? No?
I guess so.
Am I being crazy? It just felt so different.
Right.
And usually when you see people jump, it's always just a tiny bit different.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I would say, I mean, I feel like it's only so different because we've come into a point, especially where we started, that everyone is different from who they once were. Uh-huh. And so it's not just different in that the characters are different. It's that their courses of actions have led to a different universe. They've wrought more havoc, and they've built a new team. And so I would say that, like, there's in this whole realm of string theory, mm-hmm. if you kind of take it under the theory that essentially each decision, big or small, creates a new universe.
Right.
There is a very specific point in time that this universe split off. And it's the moment where Five got on the ship. And so it's different in that, yes, you could say that, like, each of these small universes created by small decisions exist in between this giant universe that was created by this one big decision.
Okay. Thank you, Science Officer Tari.
So does that mean that this Corso is Derek? Anyway.
No.
This Corso is Corso.
All right. Maybe.
Life is hard, guys.
Maybe not, though. Because other Corso didn't want to join the Raza team. I don't know, guys. It could be Derek, deep undercover.
Ooh.
Perhaps.
That's...
And he's trying to kill Portia, because remember how he wanted to kill everyone on the Raza?
Because he thought Marcus killed.
Wow,
guys.
Oh, man, you guys.
What a crazy show.
So much to think about.
Well, we can't wait to talk to you guys next week. But until then, why don't you keep up with us on the interwebs? Andrew, please. Where can they find you?
You can find me on the interwebs at Andromena, or on Instagram at TheAndromena, A-N-D-R-E-W-M-E-N-A.
But also, you two do a thing.
We do a thing. We're the Puffy Vest Brothers.
You can follow us at Puffy Vest Bros on Twitter and also on Instagram.
Instagram too, and on YouTube. You can find some fun little videos we make fun little videos.
Yes, indeed. And when you're not looking at the Puffy Vest Brothers, you can also follow me, Tari J. Miller, on Twitter and Instagram at Tari J. It's TauriJay.
You can find me everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YaelTygiel. And if you find that shirt in stores anywhere around the world, it's the V-neck with the, like, thingies and the boobs and the thing.
Cleavage window, yes.
Yeah, thank you. Right. Tweet it at me at Yael Teagle, YaelTygiel. And we will see you next week right here for more Dark Matter. Bye.
See you next time.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.